This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Top diplomats from the Asia-Pacific region are in Bangkok today as part of a forum on trade in the Pacific Rim. Most of those countries, including Australia, Vietnam, Japan, are still part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, now called the CPTPP, which the U.S. dropped out of on President Trump's first day. Countries still in it are starting to see benefits, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Member countries now have much better access to a huge market, Japan. Mary Lovely is an economics professor at Syracuse. She says Canada is already sending over more beef, pork, and seafood.
Then all those are going to enter more or less duty-free into the Japanese market.
It's also easier for a company in PACT member Australia, say, to bid on a Japanese contract. Christopher Balding at Fulbright University Vietnam says countries can use each other's services more easily, too.
A simple example might be mutual recognition of law degrees between different countries.
He says member countries are beefing up their trade ties to stay competitive with China, which isn't in the club. But Mary Lovely says the deal also comes with rigorous standards that have to be enforced.
Upgrading environmental standards as part of the trade agreement, labor standards.
She says the pact brings benefits to members, but it also puts the U.S. at a comparative disadvantage. So the U.S. may need to strike bilateral deals, like the one it's been trying to work out with Japan this week. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.